Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are the one I praise. Amen. So what makes people happy? Well, I suppose a successful bank robbery would make a bank robber happy. I suppose that fornication without sexually transmitted diseases would make a fornicator happy. We have to realize that sin makes our sinful nature happy, but not our new way of thinking. Something quite different makes our new man happy. Consider this. The Apostle Paul writes to the Philippians, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice." So what makes me happy? What makes you happy? Does the Lord make you happy? Rejoice in the Lord? I'll say it again, rejoice. Well, yes, the Lord does make us happy. The Lord Jesus makes us happy. He makes us happy because in spite of who we are, He laid down His life for us. Because He redeemed us from our guilt and shame. He suffered our death for us. He suffered our punishment for us. Credited to us is the righteous life of Christ. And He says to us, "Your sins are forgiven." He makes us children of God. He lives in our hearts. He sends us His Spirit. He pleads to the Father on our behalf. The Lord makes us happy. We read on. "Let your gentleness be evident to all." Your gentleness. Perhaps what the Apostle Paul says Timothy should remind people of helps us understand this. He says, "Be peaceable and considerate." He says, "Show yourselves in humility to all people." Let your gentleness be evident to all. Are we happy when we put ourselves forward? Or are we happy when we put others forward? Are we happy when we can hold up our finger and say we're number one? Or are we happy when we try to encourage and build up others? We read on. "The Lord is near." Does that make us happy? To hear that Jesus is near, that He's coming back soon, that He says to us, "I am coming soon"? Well, that ought to make us happy, because that means He's coming to take us home to heaven. Why did He save us? To take us home to heaven. Well, He's coming back to keep the last of His promises. That should make us very, very happy, so that we say, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." We read on. "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." Well, troubles and worries do not make us happy. But we're told, don't worry. Stop being anxious about anything. Well, we're convinced that our problems are bigger than other people's problems. They're probably not. But even if they are, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, come to the Lord in prayer with thanksgiving. Count your blessings. Remember what Jesus told us. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. That ought to make us happy. It ought to make us happy to realize that God answers our prayer. Give us today our daily bread. And he answers that prayer frequently with the earthly things, also with the peace of God. Perhaps not taking the trouble away from us, but taking our hearts away from the trouble. And so we read on, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will. Isn't that a wish? This is a guarantee. Will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Peace with God. No matter what turmoil there is around us, no matter what happens to the economy, even if Islam should conquer our country and we, like many other Christians at other times in the history of the world, and even right now in the world, live under an Islamic regime, the peace of God will guard your hearts in Christ Jesus. Even then, we should be happy because our sins are forgiven and heaven is our real home. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent and praiseworthy, think about such things. When we covet, remember these words. When we're thinking about sex, think about these words. When our hearts are irritated and angry and want to take revenge, think about these words. Day in and day out. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable. This, imitating Christ Jesus as his dearly loved children, this is happiness. Let's sing of that happiness in hymn 761.